This is KCUR 89.3. If you've stepped inside a Kansas City jazz club during the past several decades, there's a good chance you've run into Stan Kessler. The impish trumpeter is known for both amusing pranks and soulful solos. KCUR contributor Bill Brownlee recently spoke with Kessler about his unusual new album.
Stan Kessler has been playing jazz in Kansas City for 40 years. That makes him the keeper of the jazz scene's institutional memory and its passionate conscience. His new album, Skywatcher, has him playing with several of the city's other accomplished musicians. Kessler is practical about his art.
I try to imagine that the person in the audience is hearing jazz for the first time. Or what would I want to hear if I was out there and never heard jazz before?
He also wants his musicians to be excited about it. The track you're hearing now is called Dave's Place. Kessler got together a band of musicians he knew well and called it Playground, a name that reflects how much fun Roger Wilder is having on piano, along with Bob Bowman on bass and Todd Strait on drums. But Kessler created two totally different bands for other tracks. That's the Crossroads Quartet, which started at the Green Lady Lounge with pianist Andrew Ouellette, bassist Carl McComas Reichel, and drummer Brian Stever. The third band is Parallax, Roger Wilder on piano, Bill McKimmy on bass and sousaphone, and two drummers. The heavy drums on some tracks happened almost by accident. Every musician in town has a complicated schedule, so Kessler uses different drummers for different gigs. That also limits rehearsal time. So Kessler had drummers Ryan Lee and Brian Stever come to his house to learn some of the music at the same time. It was a eureka moment.
This sounds great. It's like having a drummer with eight limbs.
Lee and Stever are products of the UMKC Conservatory. They're both less than half Kessler's age.
The younger guys, that's a different dynamic. The way they approach the music is a little bit different. I don't want to say it's more aggressive. It's just younger.
When he was young, Kessler played trumpet in the Kansas City Youth Symphony. That was in the late 1960s. Since then, he's made a living playing rock, R&B, and a full range of jazz styles in famous clubs that closed a long time ago, like Parody Hall, Milton's, and Jardine's. Now he's a regular at the Blue Room and the Green Lady Lounge, and he hasn't lost his own aggressive edge. With those kinds of chops, Kessler might have been successful in jazz capitals like New York City or Tokyo. But Kessler always stayed in Kansas City.
I don't see myself as a big city guy, and I wasn't as motivated as some people were. I used to have regrets when I was younger. Like, maybe I should have gone to New York, maybe I should have gone to New York. That's in the past now. I'm very okay with being here.
It's a city he knows well enough to have had a busy 40-year career playing every kind of jazz. Lounge music, Brazilian, avant-garde, mainstream, whatever the gig requires.
Each song is like a part of me, a different aspect of my personality maybe, or a different representation of some experience I've had. And so if there's like this variety of things that people like, then that kind of means, that kind of validates maybe I'm okay. I don't know. I jury's still out on that one.
As his new record shows, Stan Kessler is far more than okay. He's among Kansas City's most vital musicians. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Bill Brownlee.
Stan Kessler performs with Sons of Brazil tomorrow evening at the Blue Room.